You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what that means is Major sent us a text. Hey, something popped up. Can we move it to 105? We will. We're pliable. We're flexible.
You go to Stretch Lab. Of course you're flexible.
Most of us are flexible, and it worked out well, too, because it's 40. This is the normal time I would get to the Am I Wrong committee anyway.
It's disappointing. Really disappointing.
If it was Major, maybe I just knew because it was Major, we'd be there right at 35.
Well, he'll be with you at the top of the next hour right after the news.
Good.
He has confirmed.
Good. Let's go.
Thankfully. Long national nightmare.
Am I wrong? The committee is split, not happy about the Thursday appearance again?
Yeah, you demanded it again yesterday as we were exiting the building.
Not quite what I said.
I had to, of course, you know the meeting is typically on a Thursday evening, so I had to gather together and say, hey, look, we got to do a Zoom right now. This man who's already under censure is demanding an Am I Wrong out of
censure.
Thursday.
I forgot I'm under censure.
Luckily,
okay. So
most people were able to, you know, whether they're at the kids' soccer game or happen to be at home, they were able to join for
a brief
meeting.
I got a feeling this is a group of people without friends.
Are you saying I don't have friends? Are you not
well,
my friend?
I know that. Co-worker.
You've called me a friend before. Don't go back on that.
I was damage.
Anyway, half the committee is playing under
protest.
Can
I just look at Twitter while this is going on?
No, because this is very important.
Okay.
We're going to start with one of your favorite people ever to grace the halls of WCCO Radio.
Oh.
Aside from myself.
Yeah.
Susie Jones.
Oh! 29 years today?
29 years. You heard her filling in, covering the Adam and Jordana show. They usually need two people to do 9 to noon.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And she didn't prep at all. That was clear.
Yeah. She did it with half her brain tied behind her back. It was amazing.
When the guest comes out, what's your last name anyway? It's just, that's Susie. That's what we love.
There's big fans of Susie, of course, across the Twin Cities.
Yes,
without
a doubt.
Committee member James, he might lead the fan club. He loves Susie Jones.
Does he have teeth?
Oh, yes. He's got a good set of chompers. Mm. I don't know what the 401k is like. I don't know if he's a great kisser.
Yeah, I got a 401k note for you later, too. Well,
thank you for that. You giving me half?
No.
Anyway, speaking of Susie, for having the uncanny abilities to say something before her brain even thinks of it, to get more days off than the rest of us combined, yet still keep getting more days off.
Yes.
To be the greatest gossip in the history of the good neighbor, yet still get people to confide in her.
Yes. Yes, that's everything you've said is accurate so far.
It's so good. Oh, my goodness. To be equally capable of likely crushing a newscast as she is to leave us wondering what in the world she was talking about.
Yes.
Susie Jones, if there was a WCCO Radio Hall of Fame, and let's be honest, there should be. In the halls of CCO,
yeah.
We used to have our very own Hall of Fame.
That's a good point.
She would be an easy first ballot selection.
Am I wrong?
For me, she's my number one pick. Because I just love her. And so do you. And she's all of that. She is, like I said yesterday, one word, I hyphened it, unpredictably fun. because she's unpredictable. There are times when she's crabby and not in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the days that I just agitate her even more.
No, not you.
Those are the days I interrupt her more.
Not you.
And just get her going.
Usually sidle up for a hug while she's doing
something. I will, or I'll be juggling right next to her, you know, or just doing some other things, or groping you just to distract her. But she's always fun. She, to last at one place for 29 years, including working for a few people who were in charge of her, I can think of four of them, and one is just a disgusting person who's in jail right now for just disgusting acts, and three others who just bullied Susie on a regular basis. And she sought help when she needed it. She talked about that yesterday. But I can't imagine walking in here when Susie steps away. And I don't think she wants to, right? She likes it. She's still good. By the way, if you need a reporter to go out on a scene and ask the difficult questions to comfort someone who's lost someone, or ask a tough question to a police chief or a mayor, she's the one. Susie is truly the real deal. She's great.
Well, you celebrated with her, well, and myself, I should say, today by bringing in a little lunch.
I did.
That was kind of you. Egg flip.
Egg flip.
Egg
yep.
flip. Downtown here, a few locations.
Yep.
Egg sandwich. It was, what, the scrambled eggs, cheese, bacon, onions. There was avocado in there. Delicious.
I think it was a little turkey in there, too.
I don't see any turkey.
I took yours. I liked it better.
You just pulled the turkey out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Well, that got me thinking about something we've talked about in committee meetings. We've never brought it to a formal resolution.
Oh, okay.
But we need to do that today.
Right. Let's go.
America, far too uptight about which foods and drinks can be consumed at specific times of day. Very uptight.
100% right.
Of course.
Should we call Mr. Calendar, you know? Well, he's probably inebriated right now if he's at the bar at 10.
Guaranteed
so.
He is. Oh,
well, he texts me at 10. God knows what time he arrived.
Pancakes and egg at dinner should not be a novelty.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and meatballs in the morning shouldn't be viewed of as the breakfast of a psychopath. Tall glass of orange juice with a steak, that's fine. Pepsi with an omelet, also fine. You know what? Roll how you want to roll. Of course, we can talk alcohol, too. Oh, don't drink before noon. But unless it's in a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, then
yeah.
Good on you, buddy. Go
right,
get them.
Right.
It's all
ridiculous. You don't really have a martini at 8 unless we're troubled and worried about you.
Well, the committee says if you want to roll out of bed, do an old-fashioned at 7 a.m., you know, do it responsibly. But you do you. P. Hegseth, he wants to tighten the standards for our military. Well, I say we
speaking
stand
of a guy
up,
who'd have a little drink early in the morning.
We stand up to big breakfast, big lunch, and big dinner, and we fight to loosen the standards that they have artificially created for all of us to abide by. We will not abide anymore. No, woke might not work for our fighting forces, but it sure as heck will for our nation's gastronomy. All right, it's time to defund the food police. Let chaos run wild.
Am I wrong?
Can I give you a perfect example?
I think I gave you several, but go
you
ahead.
You did. So yesterday, Kathleen and I share Q50-50, and her place is on the way, so I was just drop them off, and then we hang out. We get along great, and I have the greatest ex-wife on the planet. I just do. I mean, some of the stuff she's doing for me right now, it's absurd. I mean, I am so lucky. I mean, clearly she is the best ex-husband on the planet. That's been given for a long time. So she gets me smaller Pepsis. Because she knows I like
the mini
Pepsi.
Cans.
The mini cans.
Yeah.
The, like the 7 ounces or whatever. And so I just take one.
The Chad size, she calls it.
I walked into that one, didn't I? Hold on, let me put my size 13 shoes up there. Not a problem. And then she goes, I'm making eggs for Q. Why don't you have some? I go, I got a Pepsi. She's like, who cares? I had a Pepsi and kind of a scrambly omelet situation yesterday. Wasn't phased at all.
There you go.
They worked together. Now, the food and drink at weird times have to mix. I'm not sure your orange juice and steak combo to the palate actually works.
It wouldn't be for me, but some people might say, you know what? Hey, steak and eggs for breakfast, that's okay. You can have orange juice with steak and eggs. Why can't you have orange juice with your ribeye in the evening?
I was dealing with that bad stomach for a while, and I told you, so I went by Crossroads Deli and their matzo ball soup to try to help with the belly a little bit. And picked up food for Quinny, too. So the other day, Saturday, when we're eating before he had therapy, we both only had a half our sandwich. And he's eating like they have a like a super grilled cheese with turkey on there, too. And he's like, is this lunch? I go, no. This is breakfast, too. He goes, this is breakfast? I go, yeah. I may have influenced the committee. That's how influential I am, subliminally sending them a message. Because you're right. First of all, spaghetti and meatballs, tremendous meal. Doesn't get enough credit. Gets viewed as like, okay, you know, I always have spaghetti and meatballs. When it's done well, elite.
Do you have a strong preference over meatballs versus the meat sauce? Not that meat sauce.
I'd consume it with Paul. That'd be no problem. Preferably, I'd eat it with Paul after we play Golden Valley Country Club. Hello, Calista Circuit, Paul. We were talking about playing there. Why can't you do both? I'll give you a nice little key to spaghetti and meatballs. Put a combination of different cheeses on it and then bake it for about 10 minutes.
You like the baked pastas?
I do like the baked. I don't want it too dry, but I like a little bit of crust on there. It adds. Don't get it dry, you know, and don't put mayonnaise on there because I know you're probably Mr. Mayonnaise. You'd like to put some on there.
Oh.
Bake your pasta. I get it, lasagna you're going to, but the ones that are traditionally boiled, if you bake it a little bit, right there.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. I'm giving you the chef's kiss. When's the last time you used the phrase chef's kiss until right now?
Just a couple days ago, actually.
Couple days ago, did you?
Yes.
By the way, when you're boiling that water, you better use your Kinetico drinking water system. Kinetico, a part of Aquarius. And Aquarius started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended. How long have I believed in it? Not exaggerating. Since bought the first house in 1993. And right away, I'd heard about it. Saw one of my father's place. And I haven't moved a lot. But the times I've moved, I've made sure Aquarius is a part of it. With that great Kinetico drinking water system. Start the day. Don't start that day with that mini Pepsi. Okay, again, Pepsi in a can. The only pop you should drink. Get out of here with Coke. Get out of here with Mountain Dew. What is the one that Collar likes?
See an RC Cola guy?
I thought he was something else. I don't think he's
Dr.
an RC.
Pepper? I don't know.
I think it's a Dr. Pepper maybe thing. Again, remember he told us the mall's a party yesterday. The Collar interview, very fun yesterday. Go
probably
back.
I had at least three of them at Cowboy Jacks, I bet.
Track it down in the podcast. You also want the water softener. Right? You want the water softener. So when you do your dishes, when you do your laundry, when you take your shower, right? And then, guess what? Your lows are going to be in the 40s next week. Thumbs down from the committee, the weather committee that we're a part of. Get that furnace tuned up. Make sure the AC is working okay when it's 90 this weekend. They can work with your utility room. They're truly good people. They're responsible. You can sign up for a monthly plan. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Remind people the theme and how it's tied to an anniversary.
75th anniversary today of the very first Peanuts cartoon appearing in print. So we have Peanuts related bumpers. We started with Joe Cocker performing at 1999 or 69's Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a little Snoop.
Gotta be.
Works for me.
Perfect.
A little Snoop for you.
When you were young, were you much of a cartoon person in the newspaper?
Not much. I would look at the Sundays usually. You know, there's a couple that, I mean, Far Side was still in the heyday.
Yeah.
Right there. That was a must.
Gary Larson, just brilliant.
Few others.
And he was the Vikings defensive lineman, too. He was able to do both.
Very good. Very talented.
Yes.
I loved the Peanuts, like.
The books?
Not the books. The videos. The cartoon videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a few of those, especially at my grandma's house. She had a few videos that we'd go watch
we had a lot of those over and over.
They're great. Absolutely tremendous.
Yeah. Peanuts, 75 years and such an impact. What a remarkable run for Charles Schulz. Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Taylor Swift, big night for her tonight. Big day tomorrow as Life of the Showgirl drops midnight tonight. The world will celebrate. Mm-hmm. And the committee is predicting this will be her return to glory and critical acclaim that she didn't quite receive from her previous effort.
Not at all.
Tortured Poets Department. But this is all part of the plan, Chad. It was all part of the plan. Folks were a little down on the Tortured Poets, multiple reasons, the main being that the real torture was reserved for those listening to it instead of the actual poet. Bottom line, even if Showgirl is just average for Taylor, just kind of her average effort, it will be simply by comparing it to Tortured Poets, her most heralded album ever, and the committee wants to give credit where credit is deserved. Taylor, playing the long game here.
Oh, so she put out a dog?
Releasing a dog of an album absolutely purposely so that she can be back to rule the world for years on end once again.
Am I wrong?
Well done, Taylor.
Yeah, you're concussed. I'll give you credit, though, because we did talk about it the day after.
No, the day of.
No, you're right. It was the day of. Well, it dropped at midnight, right? So, you're right. And you're like, both had listened to quite a bit. And I was not as strong as you in criticizing it. You're right. It was not up to her standards.
I'm not afraid of Big Swifty. I'll take on the nation.
You're not. Well, we're going to have a Big Swifty and a 235 because I have that already jotted down for DeRusha saying this is going to be a banger. If it's Life of the Showgirl, we're not going to get a lot of deep thinking. Who knows how many. I mean, I don't think she's going to be savaging any boyfriends because. She did that last one. Was that the Joe Alwyn guy, or am I forgetting? You know, she's engaged.
What if she goes after Travis in this one? He thinks he's heard all the tunes already.
Wow.
There's one that he hasn't.
What if the whole engagement, she did it for the real long game, and she is just going to destroy him song after song after song, including... Thanks for bringing me into the NFL fold. You're dead to me now.
Yeah.
Dead to Me is her leading hit.
You would be nothing without Patrick Mahomes throwing you the ball. Let's be honest, Travis.
You're
average at best.
Cooked. And by the way, he is, right? He's done. Don't
Doesn't
you think?
Look good.
Does not.
Throwing
does not
tantrums.
Look.
Andy Reid going after him, getting a little bump.
He throws a lot of tantrums, right? Seems like we've had four or five. Kelsey, Andy Reid.
He's an emotional player, Chad. He's emotional. He cares.
I know.
Well, he cares. You just want those players that don't show any emotion, that don't care.
It.
That's what you want?
That's it. Normally, I don't want him to bumping chess with the head coach. And he gets to skate a little bit too much on that.
It is nice.
Excellent job by the committee.
Thank you.
With their flexibility, not only time and day. Major Garrett is next. Where do you get all the information on the show? You want to podcast the show. Chad Hartman Show, anywhere you get your podcast. I occasionally post some photos on Instagram, Chad Hartman Show, and then follow us on the X, at Dave_Harrigan, and also at Chad Hartman Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.